Beyond the Gap by Harry Turtledove, narrated by William DuFries. Copyright 2007 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and Scoville Chychak Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. When the wind blew down from the north, Nidaros felt as if the glacier had never gone away. 2,000 years before, the spired city that ruled the Ramsdalian Empire was a mammoth hunting camp at the southeastern corner of Hevering Lake, the great accumulation of meltwater at, or rather just beyond, the southern edge of the glacier. Hevering Lake was centuries gone now. Whatever had dammed its outlet to the west finally let go, and the great basin emptied in a couple of dreadful days. The scoured badlands of the western marches were the scarred reminders of that flood. The glacier had fallen back, too. New meltwater lakes farther north marked its retreating border. These days farmers raised oats and rye and even barley in what they called Hevering Basin. No wild mammoths had been seen anywhere near Nidaros for generations. They followed the ice north. Sometimes, though, mastodons would lumber out of the forest to raid the fields. Back when Nidaros lived by mammoth ivory and mammoth hides and rendered mammoth fat and dried mammoth flesh, no one would have imagined forests by Hevering Lake. The glacier was strong then, and its grip on the weather even stronger. That was tundra country in those days, frozen hard forever beneath a frosty sky.